Is that Sunday?
Brilliant. Yep. Must be a 300 acre paddock here.
Hello, my name's Digby Foster. I'm part of the Guy Fawkes Heritage Horse Association, and our job is to rehome these Guy Fawkes horses. These horses here have come out of the Guy Fawkes National Park. They're a variety of breeds. There's Arabs in them, there's Clydesdale, there's ponies, and there's a bit of colour that's come through here, which I believe goes back to a Saladin line of mares that got into the park years ago. There's been stock horses put in, obviously, from around the edges of the park over the years, old stallions that have been used.
In the national park here, there's anywhere between 600 and 1800 wild horses. Why is it important for you to rehome these horses?
It's important for me to rehome, or for our group to rehome these horses, because these horses have been given heritage value, and also the humans can get a lot of enjoyment out of for pleasure and for work horses. They're very versatile horses. They're horses that are very good in the mind to train, and you're starting with a clean slate with them. There's no kind of human-made problems in there, so to speak.
In many parts of Australia, wild horses are known as brumbies and they're seen as a pest. Would you argue against that case here?
I think they're a problem if the numbers get too large in a confined park or something like that. Obviously, they do a certain amount of damage, same as any animal. If they breed up too much, well, then it puts pressure on the environment.
And is that part of the reason why you work to rehome them, so that they don't get to the point where they're a problem and then, I suppose, are forced to be culled?
Yeah, it'd be good if we could get the numbers down so there was no opportunity for them to come up with the idea of culling them again, because, yeah, it's not very fair on the horses. It's not very, very good way to go about it at all, especially with the quality of horses that are here.
Your organisation started about 10 years ago. What sort of change have you seen in the population over that time?
I don't know if anyone's got an exact figure, but they definitely are breeding up on the river again. They've been basically doing most of the trapping on the western side of the park up to this stage. They've got most of the horses out of that area, and now they're starting down on the river, so the river's been a bit of a breeding area for the horses over the last 4 to 5 years.
Now, this area is also home to a purpose-bred horse known as the Whaler. Can you give me a little bit of a background about that particular breed?
Whalers were bred for the mounted trade, for the army, for the wars. And they were basically a type of horse. And they had a specific conformation category they had to fit into. Basically, they were bred with heavy horses like Clydesdales and that type, with finer-boned horses like Timor ponies and Arabs.
So they were a horse that had certain characteristics?
Yeah, well, they were looking for certain characteristics, say, and the way to breed them was to basically put a heavy horse over a finer-framed horse.
And they were many of the horses that served for Australia in World War One, and a lot of them were left over there.
Yeah, that's true, yes, they were. At the stage where they were training horses, some horses were put into the park here as a reserve, so that if they needed them, they could come and get them, and they would have already been up to size and ready to start.
Right.
Or break in.
We're in about a 300-acre holding yard just on the edge of the national park. How do you muster them out of the national park into your holding paddock?
Our national parks are invited to come along to our open day, and they'll give a talk on the trapping program down there. But basically the horses just feed themselves into a set yard, and then they set off a trip. The gate closes on the horses, and from there it's just advance and retreat. Once they've been fed a little bit in the yard, then they truck to our property here, our holding yard here, and then we feed them with hay for another week or so until they're starting to approach us.
So you're getting them used to being around people?
Yeah, that's our main purpose, to get the horses used to people approaching them and retreating, and break down that barrier. Like in the national parks, you get near these horses, it might be a mile away and they'll take off. Whereas now you can get to, 10, 20 feet, and they're quite happy to have a human in that area.
Particularly if you've got some hay in the back of the truck.
Yes, they just seem to get very addicted to hay, and that's a good thing because it makes them easy to get in. Like from this 300-acre paddock, we just lead them back to our yard with a biscuit of hay under the arm. They'll follow you for miles.
How easy is it for you to train these horses or get them used to being around people and then I suppose inevitably get them working on a farm.
Well, these horses are very good to train because, first of all, they've got a very good herd language. They've lived in a herd environment, and in that herd environment they've got a pecking order and a discipline that works for them. So the training methods that I use, I basically use their herd language, and that way you can communicate to them quite easily. You just offer them a feel and allow them to find that feel, and as soon as they do, you reward them by retreating, basically.
So you let them come up to you and...
Yeah, well, if it's their idea to come up, then I might retreat straight away. Next time they might come up, they might allow me to touch them. I might touch them a little bit and then I'll retreat and go away. So I'm always trying to reward their ideas that are maybe in our favour.
And how many horses would you train in a matter of a year?
Probably a couple of hundred, maybe. Get through quite a few horses sometimes.
And how many of those horses have you rehomed?
Well, as far as the Guy Fawkes horses, our group's rehomed. It must be about 300 to 400 now, possibly, yeah. You know, they can jump, they can track cattle, they're working stock, they're good for pony, you know, eventing. Some of these horses are good for endurance. They've got good depth of chest in them.
What are you hoping to get out of this open day?
Well, first and foremost, we'd like people to take an interest in the horses. We'll have a little demonstration go on where a horse is probably halted for the first time, which tries to bring forward how trainable they are and how accepting they can be of a human. A lot of people like the idea of being able to take a wild horse and get it started and under saddle. I think that's a big part of the Australian spirit to a large degree.